Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 19th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Samsung suspended its internal review to explore replacing Google with Bing as its default search engine on mobile devices. The company reportedly had concerns over how the switch would be seen by the market, as well as with how it would impact its business relationships with Google. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple plans to mass produce some of its own micro LED displays for its devices to lessen its dependence on Samsung. Apple could reportedly start using the screen tech with the Apple Watch by 2025 and eventually use it in iPhones. Back in 2020, the fast fashion platform Shein had its app banned in India, along with dozens of other Chinese apps, including TikTok. So it's notable that the Indian government approved a partnership between Shein and Reliance Retail, the largest retailer in India. This will see Shein source fabrics from small businesses in the country and set up a production hub locally for exports to the Middle East. Twitter Blue subscribers can now upload up to 2-hour-long videos to the platform, up from a previous 1-hour limit. Videos can be up to 8 gigabytes in size with a max resolution of 1080p, and users can now upload longer videos on iOS as well as on the web. OpenAI published a ChatGPT app on the iOS App Store in the US, with an Android app coming soon. This offers virtually the same functionality as the web version, but supports speech input using OpenAI's Whisper speech recognition system. The app will roll out to other markets in the coming weeks. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple restricted employees from using generative models and tools at work over concerns about data leaks. This includes ChatGPT and GitHub's Copilot coding assistant. In related news, New York City Public Schools lifted its restrictions on access to ChatGPT, which it enacted back in January. Chancellor for the school system, David Banks, said that while initial caution was justified, it has now evolved into an exploration and careful examination of this new technology's power and risks. The school system will also create a toolkit for educators to help integrate generative tools into classroom activities. Sony announced that its upcoming controller designed for accessibility needs will be called the Access Controller. This will include a dedicated UI on the PlayStation 5 where users can add controller profiles, map buttons, adjust sensitivity, and use a toggle mode that will allow for a continuous key press with one tap rather than holding it down. No word on a price or release date. The security researcher known as Vidoni published a proof-of-concept tool called KeyPass Master Password Dumper that could allow someone to extract the master password for the password manager KeyPass from PC memory, excluding the first character. This requires access to the machine, but doesn't require elevated privileges. KeyPass told Bleeping Computer it will update the app in about 2 weeks to resolve the issue, and that a beta version with a fix is available now. Security researcher Daniel Melisic reports that an Android-powered all-winter T95 set-top box purchased from Amazon shipped with malware out of the box. On boot up, the box loaded a clickbot and contacted command and control servers. Researcher Bill Buddington confirmed these findings, discovering the same malware present on several Android set-top boxes from both AllWinner and Rockchip. The researchers found no easy way for consumers to remove the malware, recommending replacement. And finally, the retro gaming company Analog opened pre-orders for the Analog Duo, a console that uses a dedicated FPGA to let users play original cartridges and CDs from NEC's TurboGrafx-16, TurboGrafx-CD, and PC Engine SuperGrafx consoles. Analog first announced the Duo back in October 2020, and it costs $250. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.